The Kansas Board of Regents has put in place arguably one of the most stringent social media policies in higher education. The policy was written and approved last December in response to a tweet which was fired off to the NRA after the shootings in the Navy Yard in Washington. After the policy was adopted, there was a backlash from some professors and staff of the six university system. We produced a story for KMUW News, which included some of the stakeholders and some of the experts surrounding the issue.
You know, I study J. Edgar Hoover, of course, and his word all the time was, "Trust me, I'm a defender of civil liberties." Of course he was not. He was a disaster for civil liberties. So when someone says, you know, the basis of this policy is trust me, I certainly understand why people would be uncomfortable with that.
They felt that social media specifically was very susceptible to misuse and damage to the universities.
The policies per the Board of Regents was clear that this was not a new policy. This was drawn from existing policy that the CEOs have the right to discipline, to suspend, dismiss an individual for actions contrary to the university.
It says that any sort of social media content that impairs discipline by superiors or harmony among co-workers, what on earth does that mean?
In response to the backlash, the Regents appointed a work group to review the policy and offer suggestions on its wording. The accusations were that the policy was too broad, that it allowed for the dismissal, even of tenured professors, for making statements on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, blogs, wikis, etc., which, amongst other things, interferes with the regular operation of the university or otherwise affects the university's ability to efficiently provide services.
When this policy was put in place, I deleted some tweets that I had made before. I didn't think that they were terribly controversial, but you know, the way that the policy was written, it was unclear to me what it really meant and what I really could say and feel free to say.
Richard Muma is the Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs at Wichita State University, and Victoria Mozak is with the Department of Nursing, and she is the President of the Faculty Senate.
And I think I represented a lot of faculty who did not want to talk at that time. And there are still some faculty members who are reluctant to speak out because of the ramifications of the current policy as it stands.
Mozak and Muma are part of the 13-member work group who presented their revisions and their reasoning to the Board of Regents Governance Committee last week. The work group's revisions include the recommendation that each university establish their own guidelines and that violations shall not include any use of social media which is part of instruction or research, or any communication which is consistent with First Amendment protections and is otherwise permissible by law. The meeting began, it is reported, with the work group being told that they had failed their charge, but then Chairman Logan pulled some of the work group's language into another revised policy.
We decided to retain the original language, which is nothing more than a recitation of language from existing case law, but we decided also to start off the policy with strong statements of support for academic freedom and First Amendment expression, and in fact, in many instances, we will be quoting verbatim from the report that the working group issued.
Richard Muma of WSU.
So we're basically taking the obvious things that should have been in any policy that we put in our policy, putting in front of their Section D.
And Section D remains as it was, for now at least. It's the section that we referred to at the beginning. That section, according to Adam Hochberg, who is a fellow at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, is iffy when it comes to First Amendment protections when a public entity is involved.
When you start looking at a government policy that restricts speech, basically, that says if you want to post a tweet that says the president of the University of Kansas is a wonderful person, that would be okay. But if you're going to put up a tweet that questions the president's judgment on something, that's not okay. I think that starts to raise a question of free speech. It's just a very basic question of the First Amendment.
The policy is very narrowly drawn.
President of the Kansas Board of Regents, Fred Logan.
It's actually pretty difficult to violate a policy like this. The First Amendment protections are very substantial. Now that we've incorporated academic freedom elements, that really takes care of teaching and their research and so on. So it's a very, very narrowly drawn policy.
The revised policy will be posted on the Kansas Board of Regents website, and public comments will be taken. The final revisions will be voted on during the board's May meeting. For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.